I hear you asking, is it possible to change a system and everyone in it? There is no such thing as a system. Find the system. Let's say we've got a pharmaceutical company or a chemical company that's doing diabolical things on the planet. It looks like we've got that. Go and find that company. Go and find it. What do? You go to this person, that person. Yes, somebody's working on the lines, making the chemicals. That's not it. Go to the manager. That's not it. Go that. Go to the CEO. Is that it? Is that it? If you change the CEO, will you change it? No. As I'm seeing it, the only way is for the individuals. Individual. How do you change the holograph? Change your little bit. And if we change enough bits, if the vibration gets strong enough, it'll shift the whole thing. But the whole thing? No way, because there isn't a whole thing. When we get together, we create a certain energy, but it's the getting together. It's the little pieces. It's the little parts of the holograph. Each one is making up the whole. So each one needs to become more conscious for the consciousness to change. And I think there is a tipping point when enough percentage of that change happens, there's a shift. But until then, it's on a crash course. It'll keep going and keep going and keep going. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. We're getting more killings, we're getting more war, we're getting more and more of everything. Until people like you, and I'm not saying stop what you feel to do. But if you go on trying to change the world to be a way that you're not living, what's the point? You're trying to change the world and you haven't changed yourself. When you're in that state, you don't actually have to say anything. Walk down the street and your frequency is healing. Whether people pick it up or not is something else. It's for each of us individually to take responsibility. And then on top of that, if you feel to contribute, if you feel to start a something or write a book, or do, absolutely. But the focal point is you. Everything you say and everything you do is you. It's your frequency. It's your vibration. So you can get people up on the stage talking about love, but you won't feel any unless the person's in that state. And then they might talk about it, but it's not the words. It's their state. It's their frequency. It's their vibration that they're emanating.